News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Really interesting piece in the Irish Times in recent days. Why do the Irish still think it's charming to be late for everything? It's not charming. It is rude. So wrote Donald Clark. To discuss this, Leslie Shoemaker, counselling psychologist and lecturer in TU Dublin. Morning, Leslie.
Morning, Jonathan.
You were very prompt in answering the phone this morning, which we're very grateful for. But in general, would you consider yourself to be a little tardy from time to time?
I have to say I'm here over 30 years and I have definitely adopted some of the Irish habits around timekeeping, I shall confess.
What are they? Just out of curiosity, given that you're coming at this from both an outsider initially and indeed a clinical point of view.
You know, the Irish, when it comes to the workplace, I think the Irish are great. You know, we're very good when we have to be places when it's important. You know, maybe the theater or a concert, definitely work, things like that, because nothing would work in society. But it's our approach to social situations that's a tad bit more lax. So I have to confess, I recently was heading across town to a 60th birthday. I got waylaid due to traffic. And I was okay with it. It was sort of like, sure, I'll get there when I get there. It'll be grand.
but there could be other people on the other side there going, Leslie's late. Oh, she's late. Now we can't eat or we're, you know, we can't. Well, they can't. They won't hold the show for you. But there is this kind of Irish lastminute.com thing that just is infuriating for people like me who like to keep time.
And I get that, but, you know, real quick, if we look at the history of time in Ireland, for example, up until the 1880s, time was defined upon where you were. So the time they had in Galway was not the same time they had in Dublin. And then for a period of almost 30 years, we had something called Dunsink time. We were where Ireland was 25 minutes and 21 seconds precisely behind the UK. And then during World War II, the UK, for some bizarre reason I really don't understand, decided to make daylight savings time not a jump of 1 hour, but a jump of 2 hours. So there was a 1 hour time difference between the Republic and Northern Ireland for a couple of years during World War II. So no wonder we're all confused about where to be and when we have to be there.
But there are a number of excuses that could have been there back in the day, right? You might have had a pocket watch if you were lucky, and there was occasionally a clock outside Cleary's that you could glance at. But now everybody has a watch or they have a phone in their pocket. There is no excuse anymore, Leslie.
No, there isn't. But, you know, I find, look, as humans, we all have little rules that we live our lives by. And that's great. It keeps us, you know, in line with what we want to be in that moment, you know, conscientious, caring, things like that, our values. But if we hold those rules too inflexibly, too rigidly, then we find ourselves in consternation. And I'd encourage people who find themselves continually frustrated, you know, by others being late, you have one of two choices, either embrace it and accept it, or continue being frustrated. I know for me, I have one particular friend who is always late. And by the way, to that party I was going to recently, she was later than me. And I knew she would be.
Oh, hang on. You're using that to justify your own lateness. That's grossly unfair to your friend. I'm calling shenanigans on that. One more thing
What I was going to say is adapt. Like with her, if we're meeting for dinner, I tell her a time that's only 20 minutes before when the reservation is for, knowing that she'll get there sometime in and approximately around the reservation. So
so be sneaky is what you're saying. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Factor it into your thought processes when you're there. The one thing I was going to finish up on is COVID got us all into using Zoom and team meetings. I mean, I have a very bad tolerance of people who turn up 15 minutes late for something. It's reduced to 2 or 3 minutes if you're late for a Zoom meeting. Why, oh, why has that happened? And am I alone?
I think that we like to grab that quick cup of coffee, maybe watch the last couple of minutes of that TV show that we're not supposed to be watching, or reading something because of the convenience now. It's sort of like, Usher, I'll turn on my computer. I've been caught where my computer decides to do an update and I'm going,
my favorite excuse if I'm late for a couple of minutes, Teams had to update, stupid Teams. And you get away with it because everyone goes, yes, Teams is terrible. There's ways in which we can always account for being late. Leslie, again, apologies to your friend for having been dragged into this. Leslie Shoemaker, counselling psychologist and lecturer at TU Dublin. Do you tolerate tardiness? Let us know. 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.